The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
President Obama is fresh off a quick campaign-style jaunt across the nation, where he tried to rally support for his agenda, which ranges from gun control to finding a cure for cancer. But Republicans, like Virginia Congressman Randy Forbes, say even where they agree with the president, it's hard to find common ground.
We'll try to work with him on everything, but when he ignores the need that we have, when he's cut national security by 25%, you got 46 million people now in poverty, and he doubles down on his policies, it's tough to work with him and find those places where we can change.
Democrats are feeling optimistic about their legislative priorities this year because 2015 ended with a slew of bipartisan compromises. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says he's feeling good about their chances this year.
Just look at last year. So we got a two-year budget deal. I fought hard to get a two-year budget deal. As a member of the Budget Committee, we got that done. We, in a bipartisan way, set up a framework to analyze one of the most complicated issues of diplomacy we've done probably since the League of Nations vote 100 years ago, which was the Iran deal. We set up the process, and then we carried out the process, and that deal went forward. We got a big cyber bill done. We got trade promotion authority. People weren't predicting that we'd get a lot done last year, and we did.
Kaine says more progress is needed, though.
I think that there's more to do this year on trade. Obviously, the second half of the trade vote to actually approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that'll come before us. I hope we do more on cyber. I think these cyber issues aren't going away. They're getting more complicated, and I hope that we can take some bipartisan steps to protect the nation from cyber attacks.
As for his priorities, Kaine says it's really up to the Republicans who control Congress.
Being in the minority, it really kind of depends on what are the issues that the majority wants to put on the floor. But, last year people didn't have high hopes and we got some big things done, and I hope we will this year too.
The president is trying to refocus the debate in places like Southwest Virginia's coal country. He argues the depressed economy in traditional manufacturing and energy regions can only be revolutionized with education and technological training. Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says it makes sense.
If you're in manufacturing, you've got to have technological skills, computer skills, if you're going to succeed. The idea that with a high school education, and a set of brawny arms, you can succeed in the industrial sector is no longer, in fact, true.
But that's a harder pill for Republicans to swallow. Virginia Congressman Dave Bratt says he agrees with the president's focus on education, but he worries that their philosophies differ on what an education is for.
Yeah, education is always positive, but even there, I wish he would make it very clear that business is a moral good.
Bratt says it's hard for the GOP to work with President Obama on items like education when he continuously lambasts the private sector.
Is business morally good or not? Or are they the bad guys? And so every kid, their only means for success is going to be getting a job in the private sector.
Some Republicans say this year in Washington will be important because it will give voters a clear choice when they hit the ballot box in November. As for legislation, they doubt the president will sign many of the bills they hope to put on his desk. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.